here's a story from The World.
I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. We're a co-production of GBH Boston and PRX.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ignition.
That's a Chinese spacecraft this week taking off, the launch broadcast there by China's CCTV. Then 7 hours later, viewers saw the three astronauts on board docking at China's new space station, then speaking from what is their new home for the next 3 months. Astrophysicist Jonathan McDowell has been following this. He joins us from his home in Somerville, Massachusetts. So tell us about China's space station, Jonathan. I gather it's still under construction?
That's right. So they launched the first module, Tianhe, which is the core piece of the space station, earlier this year. They followed that up with an automatic docking by a cargo ship that came up and docked on the back end of Tianhe, and then now the Shenzhou 12 spaceship that's like a bus taking the astronauts up to the space station has arrived at the front end. But they have got an ambitious plan to stick extra modules on the sides of the space station to make it into a much larger space complex, not as large as the International Space Station, but still much more ambitious than anything China's done in space to date.
So a big part of these three astronauts' mission up there is to basically be construction workers?
That's right. Well, first they've just got to, you know, unpack all the boxes, right? It's like whenever you move into a new home, you've got to unpack everything that was secured for launch. You've got to plug in the refrigerator, all those sorts of home tasks. They also want to test out their new toys. And one of the main new toys that they have is a robot arm, a bit like the one on the International Space Station, that can be used as a crane to move equipment around and to berth satellites, as well as test out their new spacesuits. China doesn't have a lot of experience in spacewalking. They've only done one so far. And so they're going to do two spacewalks on this expedition.
So this is the Tiangong space station. How does it compare with the ISS, the International Space Station, which has been now orbiting the Earth for 2 decades? And as long as we're doing the moving homes metaphor, if the two space stations are houses, how would Zillow compare them?
So I would say that the International Space Station is that one you look at on the real estate pages and go, oh, I wish I was that rich. China's lab is, you know, it's a decent two-family home. It's got all the trimmings, but it's much more like the Mir space complex that the Soviets put up in the 1980s. It's really not on the scale of ambition of the International Space Station. And it will allow China, though, to test out how their astronauts can survive for long periods of time in space. Their record in space so far is only a month at a time, and this first mission is planned for 3 months. The other thing is that, you know, stuff goes wrong, as in any home. Things break and you have to repair them. And so they're going to find out how to maintain a laboratory in orbit for long periods of time, which is going to be critical when they do more ambitious human spaceflight projects like sending astronauts to the moon and Mars, where if something breaks, you can't come home immediately.
I can imagine the Chinese would benefit from learning from experienced missions, and the ISS is known for international cooperation, perhaps the one place where Russia and the U.S. consistently work together. But I gather that Tiangong space station is off limits for the U.S. Why is that, and who imposed that?
It's the U.S. that has a political problem with working in space with China. And China at one point was interested in participating in the International Space Station. But in Congress, there was a concern that when we had flown commercial American satellites on Chinese rockets in the 1990s, some of that technology had made its way to the Chinese space program and even to the Chinese missile program. And so the order came down severely restricting any bilateral contacts in space between the U.S. and China, and that froze China out of the whole ISS program and forced them to develop their own systems.
Was there an opportunity for space diplomacy that the U.S. missed here?
I think so, potentially. I mean, the technology transfer concern is real, but I think there was a less blanket way to deal with it that could have encouraged China to come more in the fold of International Space Corporation and encouraged them to adopt more of the norms on things like space debris that the rest of the world does. So I do regret the fact that China has been kept such at arm's length.
So Jonathan, as an astrophysicist who looks at the sky for a living, how big a deal is the building of a new space station by China?
Well, I think it's a real milestone in their human spaceflight program. It's also going to be geopolitically important for them, as we did on the ISS and as the Russians did on Mir. They're going to be able to invite astronauts from friendly countries to come and visit. They've already got experiments from a bunch of different countries, including European countries, that are going to be hosted on the Chinese station. And so it's an instrument of soft power in that sense.
Jonathan McDowell works at the Harvard Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics. He's been telling us about China's space station, Tiangong. Jonathan, thanks for joining us.
Pleasure to be here.
You can see China's historic liftoff. Check out our photo essay at theworld.org.